news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Donald Trump was
in the room where it happens.
In the room during an August 2015 meeting at which federal prosecutors believe a criminal scheme to violate campaign finance laws to help Trump win the presidency was discussed. Trump, his former fixer Michael Cohen, and David Pecker, the chairman of the parent company of the National Enquirer, talked about a plan to shield Trump from potentially damaging stories and pay hush money to women who claimed they'd had affairs with him. Prosecutors say this amounted to illegal donations to his 2016 campaign. NBC's Tom Winters has more.
Back in August of this year, Michael Cohen pled guilty to a criminal information and it said that the first discussions of these kind of payments or this catch and kill involving American Media, the parent company of the National Enquirer, and that company's CEO, David Pecker, Michael Cohen, and an unnamed other campaign official, those first discussions started back in August 2015, that if any stories came up about Donald Trump and women, that they would try to pay for those stories and then hold those stories so that nothing embarrassing came out about the president. And then yesterday we had this non-prosecution agreement that came out involving AMI. And in there, there was a statement of the facts, essentially things that American Media Incorporated and federal prosecutors here in New York, the Southern District, things that they agree about. The Wall Street Journal reported back in November, and NBC News has now confirmed that, in fact, the other campaign official in the room is the guy at the head of the campaign himself, Donald Trump.
Federal prosecutors are investigating Trump's inauguration committee for possible misspending of donations. The Manhattan U.S. Attorney's Office is reportedly looking into the record $107 million raised for the inauguration, including whether the committee's biggest donors gave money in exchange for access to Trump and whether the committee collected illegal foreign contributions. The Wall Street Journal's Rebecca Davis O'Brien spoke with CNN's Jake Tapper.
What we've reported is that the investigation is still in its early stage. But some people have been asked questions about their donations and about the committee's spending. Obviously, there was a huge amount of money involved here, more than has ever been recorded in the inaugural fund. And there have been questions swirling around this committee and how it spent its money and the sort of outsized costs involved for months now. And this just shows that some of the materials that were seized in the Michael Cohen raids earlier this year could play a role in other investigations.
Michael Cohen, Trump's former personal attorney and fixer, who was this week sentenced to serve 3 years in jail, sat down for an interview Friday morning with ABC's George Stephanopoulos.
Nothing at the Trump Organization was ever done unless it was run through Mr. Trump. He directed me, as I said in my allocution, he directed me to make the payments. He directed me to become involved in these matters, including the one with McDougal, which was really between him and David Pecker, and then David Pecker's counsel. I just reviewed the documents in order to protect him. I gave loyalty to someone who truthfully does not deserve loyalty.
He was trying to hide what you were doing, correct?
Correct.
And he knew it was wrong?
Of course.
And he was doing that to help his election?
You have to remember at what point in time that this matter came about, 2 weeks or so before the election, post the Billy Bush comments. So yes, he was very concerned about how this would affect the election.
Joint resolution supporting a diplomatic solution in Yemen and condemning the murder of Jamal Khashoggi.
Eyes appear to have it. The eyes do have it. Joint resolution is passed.
In a major rebuke to Donald Trump, the Senate passed a resolution unanimously condemning Saudi Arabia's crown prince for the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The Senate also passed a resolution voting 56-41 to end U.S. military support for the Saudi-led war in Yemen, which has pushed millions of civilians to the brink of starvation. Maria Butina pleaded guilty Thursday to conspiring with a senior Russian official to infiltrate the conservative movement in the United States as an agent for the Kremlin from 2015 until her arrest in July. This makes Butina the first Russian national convicted of seeking to influence U.S. policy in the run-up to the 2016 election by acting as a foreign agent. She agreed to cooperate in a plea deal with U.S. investigators in exchange for less prison time. A 7-year-old girl from Guatemala died of dehydration and shock after she was taken into Border Patrol custody last week for crossing from Mexico into the United States illegally with her father and a group of migrants. The girl and her father were taken into custody December 6th as part of a group of 163 people who approached U.S. agents to turn themselves in. More than 8 hours later, the child began having seizures. Emergency responders measured her body temperature at 105.7 degrees, and according to a statement from CBP, she reportedly had not eaten or consumed water for several days. And finally, the window to purchase health insurance via the Affordable Care Act for 2019 coverage closes Saturday, December 15th at 12 midnight. The Trump administration's slashing of the budget for advertising and enrollment outreach seems to have worked. So far, the number of people signing up through healthcare.gov, the main enrollment portal, is down about 12% from the same time last year, and last year was down slightly from the year before that. If you don't get insurance through your employer, check out the exchange at healthcare.gov, but do it before Saturday night at midnight. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.